Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Crystals and Clarity. This week I wanted to talk about how you can use crystals when you're trying to break habits or make positive change in your life. We all have habits that we form, and sometimes when we feel ready to break those habits and move on, it can be pretty difficult depending on what it is you're trying to change. And breaking habits usually takes quite a bit of effort and time. And I wanted to introduce some crystals that might actually help along the process of breaking these patterns. So typically, breaking patterns and habits requires changing your mindset and working on a subconscious level. And changing your mindset when it comes to that particular habit and your daily routines and all of that. And because of the type of work that it requires to alter habits and breaking patterns, this is why I think that crystals can help along this journey and help on an energetic level. So I'm going to go through some of the crystals that can help you along the way. So the first one is lapidolite. This is a very soothing and calming energy. And this crystal helps a lot with anxiety, which is a great calming energy to have while making changes in your life, because breaking habits may be slightly stressful depending on, you know, what it is. And lapidolite can help make positive change in your life because it will protect your positivity, your self-love, and your patience for yourself. The next crystal that you could consider using is tourmaline, specifically black tourmaline, because it is a protective and grounding crystal. It will help ground you through the process of making change in your life, and it will protect your energy from negativity, from stress, and from tension. Along similar lines would be hematite. This is another protective and grounding crystal that will help you to stay grounded during this journey and provide energetic protection. Next, we have amethyst. And amethyst is pretty much good for anything. Almost every episode that I list crystals, amethyst is almost always on the list, no matter what it is. And as we know, amethyst connects to the third eye chakra. And this will come in handy when looking inward and using your intuition and inner guidance to help you make the necessary changes. You could also use sunstone. This crystal can help you bring in positivity and light. This will help bring energy that feels encouraging and motivating. Next, we have rose quartz. This is an important crystal to have while changing and breaking habits, because rose quartz is a stone of self-love and patience and compassion. And it can also help to build confidence, and it will help you get through any tough times. Then we have selenite. This crystal is an amazing cleanser. If you have listened to other episodes of this podcast, you will know all about selenite. I've talked about it a bunch of times. This crystal will help to clear negative energy. It will help to break negative cycles in the subconscious mind, and it will help cleanse your energy. This crystal is great for new beginnings and letting go of what no longer serves you. Clear quartz is the next one that you could use, and it will help you to raise your vibrations in order to make positive and lasting changes in your life. That's important because you want to build sustainability and you want to be able to maintain the changes that you're working towards. And clear quartz will also help you to find mental clarity. This will help you to understand what needs to be done and what needs to change in order for you to break the habits. Those are just a few crystals that you could potentially use to help you break patterns and habits. If there are other crystals that you feel like you would like to use during this process, during this healing time, there's definitely no wrong answer. These are just a few to get you started. And there are many different ways that you can use crystals in this way. So of course, you can wear them continuously while going through this change. So bracelets or necklaces, rings, earrings, anything like that, or even just having them in your pockets. You can meditate with them. You can do chakra balancing. So if that's something that you are interested in doing, I would listen to the chakra healing episode. You can also make a crystal grid. This would be very beneficial because you can set your intentions and set the grid with the crystals you would like to use and then leave it to do its work. And you can recharge the grid as often as you feel you need to. It is also important to cleanse your energy and your crystals frequently throughout this process of changing and breaking those habits. So basically, crystals are a great addition to your journey. They can help to boost energy, positivity, and ground you throughout this healing process. However, it is important to remember that it takes a lot of effort, and it would be a great idea to have support from friends and family around you. And just keeping in mind that the crystals aren't doing all of the heavy lifting. They're basically there just as another support in a way. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to check out my Instagram, it's Crystals and Clarity Podcast. I will link that in the description. I'll see you next time. This podcast is brought to you by Jessica's Holistic Hypnosis.